trendybeats.com.
Jesus Christ, I cannot live without you. Righteous one, I cannot live without you. Holy one, I cannot live without you. If you leave me, I will die. If you leave me, I will suffer.
Good morning, everyone. I welcome you to Commander the Day with Emmanuel Balogun. Our God is great and mighty, and there's no like Him. I'd like you to worship Him this morning because He's the mighty God, He's the glorious God. He's the awesome God and a loving and caring Father who loves His children so dearly. I appreciate Him this morning. It's another brand new day, and it's time to command a day. The Lord has spared your life. You're among the living souls this morning. I appreciate Him with a song of praise. Worship Him as the King of Kings. Worship Him as the Lord of Lords. Say about His love. Sing about His power. Sing about everything He has done for you. He's worthy of your praise. For He has delivered you from the wickedness of the wicked in the night. For He is your shield and your defender. He's the Ancient of Days who is gathered with praise. Worship Him, for the Lord inhabits the praises of His people. Worship Him this morning, deserves your praise. Give Him all the glory, give Him all the honor. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Now, the scripture we are using to command the day this morning is the book of Job, chapter 22. We are taking verses 27 and 28. Job, chapter 22, verses 27 and 28. Thou shalt make thy prayer unto Him, and He shall hear thee, and thou shalt pay thy vows. Thou shalt also decree things, and shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. Just before we pray, I would like you to take note that this promise is so attractive but conditional, because there are some things that God requires from you and I for us to be able to enjoy these benefits. And that is stated from verse 23. Listen, it says, if thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up, and thou shalt put away iniquity far from thy tabernacles. That is the condition. Return to the Almighty God. At what point of your life have you gone astray from the true and living God? When have you left your heavenly Father, just like the prodigal saw in the scripture? Out there is very dangerous. Return to the Almighty God. He's ready to accept you. The scripture says, for whosoever come unto me, I will nowise cast him out. He will never cast you away. All he wants from you is to return to him. He's ready to change your life. He's ready to transform your life. And I assure you, your life will never remain the same again. Return to the Almighty God and take away iniquity from you. Then those benefits will be yours. One of the benefits is that thou shalt lay up gold as dust, a gold of Ophir as a stone of brooks. Yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense, and thou shalt have plenty of silver. For then thou shalt have delight in the Almighty, and shalt lift up thy face unto God. Thou shalt make thy prayer unto Him, and He shall hear thee, and thou shalt pay thy vows. Thou shalt also decree things, and shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. Those are the benefits. I pray God gives you the grace to put away iniquities from you and return to the Almighty God. In the name of Jesus, right now I decree and declare by the ever potent name of Jesus Christ that the grace to put away iniquities from you and to return to the Almighty God totally with all your soul, spirit, and body receive it in the name of Jesus. Henceforth, as you are going to pray, the Lord will hear you and answer you speedily in the name of Jesus. Your prayers will no longer suffer delay or any hindrance anymore in the name of Jesus. Yes, as you call upon your Heavenly Father, there shall be straight command and quick response from above in the name of Jesus. As you decree it, shall be established. Yes, henceforth the heavens and the earth will honor your voice, and all things will turn around your favor in the name of Jesus. Ways will open for you in the name of Jesus. Even where there seems to be no way, ways will open for you in the name of Jesus. Every difficult situation of your life henceforth is becoming easy in the name of Jesus. Concerning those problems, those challenges you are battling with, I declare your divine solution has come. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Whoever is failing your problem is rendered powerless in the name of Jesus. Everyone and everywhere you have been mocked, very soon you will sing your praise there in the name of Jesus. I declare that your new season of total recovery has come in the name of Jesus. And within the last few days of this month of April to come to an end, good and perfect gifts from above will be your portion in the name of Jesus. You will recover all you have lost financially, materially, physically, spiritually, over your job and career, marriage and family. Everything shall be restored completely in the name of Jesus. As you go out today, may the presence of God go with you. I command you to bring you to the goodness and blessings God has packed for you today in the name of Jesus. Go and receive it now. Go and possess it now in the name of Jesus. Go and succeed. Go and excel. Go and do great exploits today in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. It is well with all your undertakings. It is well with your family in the name of Jesus. I declare that today is your day, and the answers to your prayers will be delivered in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. In Jesus' unfailing name, we have prayed. Amen. Just in a moment, I'd like to remind you that only Jesus can save. Only He has the everlasting solutions to all challenges of life. Just as I said before the prayer in this podcast, return to the Almighty God and put away iniquities from you. He's ready to receive you. He's ready to save you. He's ready to transform your life. And I assure you, your life will never remain the same again. Further prayers or you have testimonies to share, feel free to call or send a message to +234 7068 574975. God bless you. Have a splendid day. Jesus is Lord.